We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and welcome, loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. And Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, en Teleran Nuevo Arenal en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. En Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. En Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. En Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca, TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguatzú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguatzú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengu Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subahtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Buddhist collection of 101 books on traditional medicine is published for the first time in China. In cultural news, Palau celebrates her Constitution Day. In green technology news, a Finnish company releases an industrial robotic recycler. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 9th, is the birthday of the President of the Ukraine, His Excellency Viktor Yanukovych. Born in 1950 in Yenikiyeva, Ukraine, President Yanukovych has been commended by the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for the country's contribution to the UN. This includes assisting peacekeeping efforts and helping with humanitarian assistance in a number of countries. Among national projects that are a top priority of His Excellency are alternative energy, affordable housing and grain production development. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Viktor Yanukovych, for your support in improving the world and Ukraine. We respectfully wish you a joyful birthday in the company of cherished ones.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes rocked Japan, Kermadec Islands and Indonesia. On Tuesday evening, July 5th, a 5.5 magnitude tremor struck near Japan's Honshu Island, 23 kilometers south of Wakayama.
2 days later, a powerful 7.6 magnitude quake struck off the Kermadec Islands, 163 kilometers east of Raoul Island, followed by 8 aftershocks over magnitude 5.0, and 3 other quakes that registered at least 6.0 on the Richter scale.
A tsunami warning was issued for New Zealand, the Kermadec Islands and Tonga, which was later lifted, but New Zealand's Civil Defence Ministry cautioned that unusually strong tidal surges and currents could be life-threatening, as people were advised to stay out of the waters along the east coast of North Island.
On Thursday evening, a 5.3 magnitude quake and a series of aftershocks struck off the French Mediterranean coast, centered 94 kilometers west of Ajaccio, capital of the island of Corsica. This tremor was the strongest to hit the region in nearly 50 years, and created panic in residents as buildings shook in southern French cities such as Cannes and Nice.
Again in Japan on Friday, a 5.6 magnitude tremor hit Honshu, some 83 kilometers southwest of Fukushima, the site of the deadly March 11th tremor. Also on Friday, a 5.6 tremor rattled the Minahasa Peninsula on Sulawesi Island in Indonesia. There were fortunately no initial reports of injuries or damage for any of the quake events. Thank heaven for the safety of those in the quake-shaken regions. May such distressing events be averted through our concerted efforts to restore the balance of the ecosphere.
International aid to Horn of Africa. Following a statement made on Tuesday, July 5th by the United Nations, warning that hunger conditions in Somalia could lead to unimaginable proportions of human tragedy. Aid organization Oxfam's humanitarian director Jane Cocking further highlighted the dire situation as she said that 12 million people in the Horn of Africa are facing a fight for survival. This comes as the people in Ethiopia, Kenya, Somalia, and Djibouti experienced the region's worst drought in 60 years, raising food prices and the risk of further conflict. More than half of those affected are children, with the majority of the remainder being women. The Dadaab camps in Kenya now house some 380,000 people, with over 10,000 Somalis arriving in precarious health conditions every week, having trekked through dry lands for days.
We are warning that humanitarian efforts to help newly arriving Somali refugees in southeast Ethiopia are at risk of being overwhelmed without a more rapid and robust international response to the drought and displacement crisis in the Horn of Africa.
On Wednesday, the European Commission announced a 5.67 million euro donation, raising its total contributions to nearly 70 million euros this year, while Ireland added to a previously donated 4 million euros, with an additional 400,000 euros to provide food supplies and to treat malnourished children through the humanitarian organisation CONCERN. Meanwhile, Norway is increasing her donation by 4.3 million euros for a total of 30.1 million euros to assist the operations of organisations such as the UN and the Red Cross. To help facilitate the delivery of vital goods and services, the group Al-Shabaab in Somalia also announced the lifting of a previous ban on all non-Muslim humanitarian aid, a decision welcomed by the UN, along with an urging for the group to ensure the safety of the aid workers in the group's territories.
We're struggling. We're doing our best with our partners, but the inflow is outpacing our capability, and the systems for meeting food and health needs are close to buckling.
When the international charities had first appealed to the public for emergency donations, Supreme Master Ching Hai on July 5th had immediately pledged $100,000 US dollars to each of the groups. Save the Children, Oxfam, and the Red Cross for a total of $300,000 with a personal message saying that she was doing so with love and gratitude to these noble organizations.
Our deep appreciation and heaven bless all governments and organizations for your provision of life-saving assistance to the vulnerable, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her heartfelt support. As we pray for the resilience and recovery of the beautiful Horn of Africa people, may we act in kindness everywhere to restore peace and prosperity to all corners of the world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet. And then
there's a real link between diet and environment. And
whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
Night about only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Hãy nhìn thẳng vào mặt.
Can still save the planet. Day 564. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out in Myanmar or Burma, Egypt, Libya, Syria, US, and Yemen. People continue to gather in rallies as they stand for equality, freedom, greater opportunity, and governments that act in the best interest of all fellow citizens.
Myanmar. The second-ranking diplomat at the Burmese embassy in Washington, D.C., Kyaw Win, wrote a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to seek asylum in the U.S., stating that the Burmese government has reacted unfavorably to his candid comments and recommendations, and he now fears for his safety upon returning to his homeland.
United States. Around 1,700 inmates in 13 California state penitentiaries remained on a hunger strike Thursday that they began on July 1st to demand better conditions. Many have been kept in isolation cells 22 hours a day for years while being pressured to inform on gang members in the prisons, which the inmates say could endanger their own safety.
Egypt. European Commission officials announced Wednesday a visit by President José Manuel Barroso, scheduled to start July 14th, for meetings with military rulers and political party leaders for discussions on bilateral cooperation and supporting the Egyptian economy.
Syria. On Thursday, the Syrian government announced its objection to an unapproved visit by U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford to the central city of Hama, which was intended to show U.S. solidarity with Syrian citizens who have been enduring a violent crackdown by government forces this week. On Thursday in Hama, an additional two civilians were killed after being shot and then run over by vehicles.
As we grieve the precious lives lost and sympathize with those who are wounded and suffering, we pray for the turmoil in all countries to completely subside, with citizens everywhere choosing to live in lasting tranquility, dignity and freedom.
Citizens speak out. In Myanmar or Burma, Egypt, Libya, Syria, US, and Yemen, people continue to gather in rallies as they stand for equality, freedom, greater opportunity, and governments that act in the best interest of all fellow citizens.
Myanmar. The second-ranking diplomat at the Burmese embassy in Washington, D.C., Kyaw Win, wrote a letter to U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to seek asylum in the U.S., stating that the Burmese government has reacted unfavorably to his candid comments and recommendations, and he now fears for his safety upon returning to his homeland.
United States. Around 1,700 inmates in 13 California state penitentiaries remained on a hunger strike Thursday that they began on July 1st to demand better conditions. Many have been kept in isolation cells 22 hours a day for years while being pressured to inform on gang members in the prisons, which the inmates say could endanger their own safety.
Egypt. European Commission officials announced Wednesday a visit by President José Manuel Barroso, scheduled to start July 14th, for meetings with military rulers and political party leaders for discussions on bilateral cooperation and supporting the Egyptian economy.
Syria. On Thursday, the Syrian government announced its objection to an unapproved visit by U.S. Ambassador Robert Ford to the central city of Hama, which was intended to show U.S. solidarity with Syrian citizens who have been enduring a violent crackdown by government forces this week. On Thursday in Hama, an additional two civilians were killed after being shot and then run over by vehicles.
As we grieve the precious lives lost and sympathize with those who are wounded and suffering, we pray for the turmoil in all countries to completely subside, with citizens everywhere choosing to live in lasting tranquility, dignity and freedom. Iran and Iraq renew relations. On Wednesday, July 6, 2011, Iranian First Vice President Mohammad Reza Rahimi was welcomed in Baghdad for a meeting with Iraqi Premier Nouri al-Maliki, who thanked the Iranian official for his visit, saying that it confirmed the wish of both countries to improve relations. The two went on to witness the signing of six cooperative agreements in areas that included technology, health, medicine, and culture, with plans that include increasing annual trade to $20 billion in the future. First Vice President Rahimi said, "We are ready to stand beside Iraq and build this country. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, for your cordial and productive visit. May the people of your nations be ever graced with shared security, friendship, and peace."
Save Our Planet. A report in China-based CCTV News on July 6, 2011, states that the Cambodian nonprofit Sustainable Green Fuel Enterprise has developed a process to transform discarded coconut husks into a green source of fuel that provides jobs while reducing CO2 emissions and preventing rainforest trees from being felled.
Save Our Planet. A UN study forecasts that 30 Middle Eastern and North African nations will face water scarcity by 2025, including Egypt, Israel, Somalia, Libya, and Yemen, which, along with climate change effects, such as increased insects and disease, are likely to create further food shortages as well.
Save Our Planet. A new report by the U.S. Forest Service released on July 7, 2011, states that the adverse effect of insects has been worsened by warming climate and drought, with an estimated 37 million acres of trees that have perished between the years of 2003 to 2007 alone.
Hello there, I'm Goofy the Giraffe, and I'm enjoying a delectable vegan diet. Here's a tip for the traveler. If you plan to take a vacation with friends or extended family members, you can reduce your expenses by renting a unit with multiple bedrooms. Often, it also comes with a kitchen for you to prepare your scrumptious vegan meals. Thank you for watching. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Here's the weather around the world.
Health News, a Buddhist collection on traditional medicine is published in China. At the first China Buddhist Medicine Summit, which opened at the Shaolin Temple in Henan Province, the 101-volume set of China Buddhist Medicine Collection was presented. It includes over 3,000 documents about Buddhist medicine. Some of these are from the Han Dynasty, which was from 202 BCE to 220 CE. Venerable Abbot Xie Yongxin of Shaolin Temple, one of the main compilers of the collection, said that through joining the use of medicines with Buddhism, the harmony of humans' body and spirit can be re-established. Our gratitude, Venerable Abbot Xie Yongxin, and other respected monks at Shaolin Temple for sharing this precious knowledge. May all achieve flourishing well-being and heavenly wisdom.
In cultural news, today is the Constitution Day of Palau, honoring the ratification of its fundamental governing principles in 1979. An archipelago in the North Pacific Ocean, southeast of the Philippines, Palau consists of over 300 islands. It has a greater diversity of marine species compared to any other area of similar size on the planet. This includes a variety of corals, sea cucumbers, and much more. Due to this outstanding variety of life, Palau is considered one of the world's top scuba diving sites. We wish the gentle residents of Palau a celebratory Constitution Day. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a Finnish robot is an expert recycler. We'll go for a quick bicycle ride around the park. Please stay tuned for more refreshing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, supporting news for an encouraging world. In green technology news, Finnish company Zen Robotics releases its first industrial robotic recycler. The device identifies and sorts metals, concrete, wood, and certain plastics materials using its sensor fusion system. This combines input from metal, visual, weight, and touch sensors, along with data that has been collected in the past. The company has begun collaboration with CETA Finland, a subsidiary of the largest European environmental services provider. Our hats off, Zen Robotics, for your significant achievements. May marvelous innovations such as this one, combined with humanity's adoption of the earth-saving plant-based diet, help create a long-lasting and balanced ecosphere.
Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Hens.
Why do hens lay eggs?
I don't like to walk with them.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
My whole family and I are vegan. May we see the day that all the people are veg and our great earth stays healthy always. With love, viewer from Iran.
Kind viewer, what wonderful news that you and your family are following the compassionate plant-based diet. We join you and many others in eagerly awaiting the soon reality of a vegan planet of love. May Allah's beneficence be with you and all the spiritual people of Iran.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be blessed with a joyful spirit and compassionate heart.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With millions of Harry Potter fans watching online and thousands gathered at Trafalgar Square in London, UK, its stars converge on the red carpet for the world premiere of the final film of the beloved Harry Potter series, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows 2.
Greek Cypriot leader Dimitris Christofias and Turkish Cypriot leader Dervish Erolu meet with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon for reunification talks, with mutual pledges to advance their progress with a goal of complete resolution prior to the 2012 European Union presidency by Greece.
The Swiss government donates $11 million to extend a community development program in Olaf's or Vietnam, Gaobang and Huabin provinces that is bringing improvements in roads, irrigation and water supply networks.
Working in the southern Egyptian city Aswan, a team of US and Italian archaeologists discover a unique and complete 5,200-year-old rock drawing of a royal festival depicting scenes from ancient Egypt's earliest dynasty.
Officials from the U.S. and Mexico signed an agreement that lifts restrictions for the first time in 17 years, with the U.S. granting licenses to Mexican trucking companies to enable the transportation of goods across the U.S. border, while Mexico lifts trade import duties on many U.S. goods.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI opens the art exhibition Splendor of the Truth, Beauty of the Truth, featuring the work of European artists, sculptors, architects, and musicians at the Vatican's Paul VI Audience Hall in a cordial appeal to bridge faith and the arts.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.